I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Bloomington Playwrights Project presents Barton Bishop's Still the River Runs. It's directed by our guest, Dina Epstein, and it opens on May 20th. By the way, there's a Pay What You Can preview on the 19th, and continues through June 4th. Dina, you've got a couple of audience favorites, Gabe Glodin and Daniel Petrie, playing a pair of brothers who've shouldered a family burden.
Quite literally, yes. They have stolen their pawpaw's body because they don't think that he would like to be buried where he's going to be buried. So they're going to take him on a journey to a protected woods area. So the play takes place as they're trying, you know, all the antics that go on as they're trying to get the body to its final resting place.
This resonates with a recent movie.
Yes, the New York Times compared it to Weekend at Bernie's, but they said if you've been waiting for a Weekend at Bernie's that's actually funny, this is it.
Still the River Runs is a funny Bernie's.
It is very funny, but it's also got a lot of heart, and the writing is just fabulous. It's very poetic and yet still very honest, and it resonates very, very well. As soon as I read it, I had to direct it.
Dina, you're from Maryland. You went to school in Montreal. You're
yes.
Now currently based in New York. How did the Bloomington Playwrights Project find you?
I actually worked with Chad Rabinowitz, who is the artistic director at Westport Country Playhouse, about 4 years ago. He hired me there because we knew each other, and he was looking for a director who could handle a piece as difficult, I guess, as this one, as subtle as this one. He came to me and I had to do it as soon as I read the script.
Theater had always attracted you, but you'd really never been at a school where you could take classes until you got to college, where you were studying psychology.
Yes, I was going to be a psychology major and go to law school afterwards, but I was always going to do a theater minor until I realized psychology just was too much science for me, and I ended up switching to humanistic studies, but I continued with my theater minor, did acting and directing, and even focused on film and theater history in my major.
Now, some people really feel very comfortable taking on a persona, being an actor. Some other people actually kind of like to run the show. How did it work out for you?
I love acting. I always did. But when I took a directing course, I was a photographer and a dancer, and I had all these pursuits, and this sort of allows me to combine everything that I love to do, and that's why I gravitated towards it. Yes, most people think directors really run the show, but it's actually a very collaborative process. I like to work with my actors and let them do things, and then I just sort of massage what they've done. The director's role is an outside eye that can unify the vision. Every actor is going to want to be center stage all the time. Every actor is going to want all eyes on him all the time. And I feel it's the director's job to sort of figure out who needs the spotlight at what moment, what is the best way to say something, or what is the best way to bring out the catharsis in this scene, to give the actors ideas that maybe they hadn't thought of yet, to try things out, to facilitate, and to basically, in the end, make sure that everything fits together as one.
We've been talking with Dina Epstein. She's the guest director for Still the River Runs at the Bloomington Playwrights Project. It's a play by Barton Bishop. It opens on the 20th. There's a Pay What You Can preview on the 19th and continues with performances through the 4th at the Bloomington Playwrights Project. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.